For all your steel supplies, it has to be Centurion Steel. Centurion.com.au.
G'day, it's Tex Walker from the Crows.
Come on. Let's
talk about Tex.
Tex! Tex!
G'day, buddy. Welcome.
Good to be here.
Nice to see you. Nice to see you.
What was that smell when I walked in? Oh. Was that Molly's with her shoes off or?
Is
that your feet?
Yeah, Molly.
Molly,
there is some odor lurking in
vinegar.
I'm just earthing, you know.
You're earthing.
Good pickup.
Grounding myself.
Good pickup.
How are you, boys?
We're going okay.
Good.
We're going. We were just talking before. What a beautiful service for our dear friend and your dear friend, Farmer Tim, last Wednesday.
It was magnificent. Yeah. How many people do you reckon?
They reckon between 800 and 1,000.
Yeah. It was amazing. He's a beautiful man, Timmy, and he fought a long battle for what they say is 2016 when he got diagnosed with cancer.
Prostate.
In a way, you when they've been fighting for that long, you're just glad they're out of pain. Yeah. But for Bernie and Serena and all the girls, it's very sad times.
It was a beautiful.
I don't think there would have been a dry eye there.
After there was a few tears in the pub after as well.
Well, thank God I'd left by that stage.
Well, yes, because you had a big game to play. But the golf club was that was buzzing.
That was freezing too.
Wasn't it cold?
What about you two, boy?
Jars is all in black, wasn't he? He was like,
I was mourning the loss of Farmer
Gregory.
Tim.
You both in there. Yeah. Look like you've been in some bike.
And what about all the friends that came over from interstate? You know,
amazing.
I couldn't believe how beautiful people flown over and drove over. It was amazing.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, and Byrne spoke really well. The girls spoke really well. A couple of his mates spoke well, and you can now tell where Byrne gets all his ability to tell stories and put the GST and mayonnaise on it.
Absolutely. Hey, talking about flying over, you flew up and flew back in the same day. I thought he was like a NBA basketballer. That's what all the stars do, don't they? Fly
jet,
in, fly out.
You had the private jet.
Like a little Learjet waiting in the main street of Stansbury.
Hey.
I thought this might have come up today, but I was very lucky to have been able to get over there through the air.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
Good.
They looked after you because that means you played on the weekend and played well, and you must have been very happy with the performance.
Very.
And nothing better than winning a game of footy after what you boys have been through the last month.
Yeah, obviously, we've been practicing a fair few things, Jars, the past 4 to 6 weeks. It hasn't fallen our way, and obviously there's been quite a fair bit of external pressure on our footy club, but it was just good to have a four-quarter performance, probably outside the showdown earlier in the year. I reckon that was our better performance. And it just makes it so much easier when you got a weight of numbers. And I think we probably, out of the 23, I don't reckon there would have been too many boys that wouldn't have ticked that they didn't play their role. So it was very pleasing. Yeah. I thought some boys were back to their best, and some boys played some crucial roles for us as well, especially in the back line. And
you make a big difference, though. Your influence. You can just smell it from afar. And you and Rankin, it was a different dynamic watching it the other day.
Yeah, he's a guy that I just love playing with. And even like guys like Fogg, I thought he's had an outstanding month of footy. And Maxi Michelini, although Toby kicked three goals, I thought he did an outstanding
job.
And the boys down back also. So I thought Rob was back to playing his best. Lairdy and Dawson and the guys through the midfield. So, it was very pleasing, but another big challenge this weekend, Bluey.
Up there?
Yeah.
Mm. Brisbane.
Well, they're flying at the moment.
Now, you're going to be playing because these plane trips, well, with your back, when are we sitting around? Will you get an extra seat? Will you get a big area where you can lie down?
I'm going to try and kick Lairdy out of the seat next to me so I can stretch the legs out. I can stretch my legs out next to him anyway. His feet don't even touch the floor on the flight.
He should never get the exit row.
What a waste.
Get the exit row.
Hey.
What a waste.
Hey, Tex, talk us through, obviously the older you get, the recovery is much more important. What have you been through the last couple of weeks? Like what?
Pilates.
Give us a bit of insight into, all the ice bars and not too much.
I steer clear of the ice bars now. And I have done for probably the last 3 or 4 years. Because I felt that sort of delayed me a little bit for a day or two.
Right.
Which has made it hard to get up for main session. So I'm more hot bath and active recovery. So I like to go for walks, and especially the day after the game, I like to get up and go for a walk.
Yep.
And then get in the hot water. And over the past month, of Timmy Cook, our physio down there, he's got me on the Pilates. And
Cookie's still down there.
He is.
Nice. Oh, Chewbacca. Yeah.
Uncle Slippery.
Yeah, how hairy is he?
So, yeah, he is. But, yeah, Pilates has been awesome for my back, and it's good pain relief. And my wife loves Pilates, so she reckons she wants the Pilates off, if that.
Right.
You can do that, but I reckon she'd flog me at that.
Yeah.
No. I'm not going to take
Pilates. Pilates.
You ever done that, Papa?
I've done yoga.
Well, hot yoga.
That's not Pilates.
No, I know. I haven't done Pilates, but I've done yoga.
So just answer the question.
Well, I just said the text. I've done hot yoga.
Well, have you done Pilates?
No, I haven't, Tex.
I used to do Piloga. So it was a combo.
Is that bull
not
dust.
Hot? It was like a combination of yoga and Pilates.
That's the most bluey thing I've ever heard.
No, yeah. Seriously.
How do you go with Pilates? And
yeah, just your skinny little runty bones.
Bores the shit out of me.
He'd
Pilates.
Wear the tights thing.
Yeah, wouldn't he?
Okay. Tights.
Okay.
Have the package.
Can you just stick around? We've got more to ask.
No, I've got to go.
No, I need you for another seg.
Right,
okay. Your boys are out there playing golf.
I'm picturing Jars doing the downward dog.
Oh, no.
Or the dead dog.
The lost dog.
Tex, we're going to stick around here on Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie Bluey and Jars. You're listening to Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie Bluey and Jars. If you want to pick up $1,000, we'll play the $1,000 minute after 4:30.
There's been some changes to the quiz too. The questions have been changed.
Mm.
Who's changed them?
Well, see, you go away for a week, Texan, and all of a sudden, our producer, Tom Basso, a.k.a. Big Basso, has thought, I'll put some general knowledge questions in there now.
What, it's not all sport?
It's changed.
Yeah. It's good. I like it, Molly.
You agreed to it.
We had a meeting,
Tex, two or three. This is his baby, right? And you didn't stick up for it.
Yes,
our
I
boss
did.
Said, why don't we add some general questions?
Just and you got were back like, from Fiji.
And you just so fell on your sword.
What general questions about?
Well, all right. I'll throw one to you.
No.
Why?
You just have to sub one back in.
I'll just, that's good. Yeah. Who is the South Australian Premier?
Who was or who is?
Who is?
What? Old Tommy Basso come up
that's
with that.
That's his question for a general knowledge question.
Typical Port supporter. Few things rolling around in that bone.
What's the name of the two new pandas departing Adelaide Zoo?
Wang Wang and Foonie.
Well, there you go. Yeah. You've just picked up a bang. Yeah. So anyway.
$1,000.
No, you didn't get it. Now, last time we spoke, I'm asking the Adelaide Crows list management, have we got anything happening on the contract front?
Not yet.
Because you got to play. You got to play next year. If another club offered you a contract, would you go to another club if it got to that?
For me right now, I need to get back. Well, I'm back.
I need
to consistently play. And,
okay.
Then I almost need to prove to myself that I can play because I've had a month off.
Well, you have, but...
So get back and play and hopefully help this young team win a few more games.
That's why you got to play on next year. So you won't go to another club. I like that. Kane Corns has said that he thinks you should part ways with the Crows end of the season. Now, I know you two have got a lot of, history between each other, but, Kane's just threw a grenade.
Who? Next, what else you got for me, Bluey? That's a nice... jacket you got there, Bluey.
Oh, yes.
We've got this retro Triple M stuff happening, right?
Right.
So I've got the cap on, which is like a cord sort of, and you've got it
corduroy
on
corduroy, it's called.
Yep. Now, Jars is, so what do we do? I've gone like the flat peak. I can see you've given a bit of a curve. What are we doing?
I reckon we get a balaclava made up with the Triple M for Jars. Pull that straight over his bonce. You don't have to see his
Texan
mug.
We got a tracksuit, haven't we?
Yeah.
Top.
I love it. It's unreal.
Well, it's
a bit like a Fame.
Can we get Texan? Emily and Sammy, our new girl, started.
They're pretty tight with their stuff. Can't even get a T-shirt.
You have a T-shirt?
Well, I've had it for 3 years.
No, you got one of the new ones.
Have you got any Molly? You get a corduroy hat or
no? I didn't get anything.
No,
maybe
not even leggings.
Triple M shoes to chuck on those feet.
Don't bring that up with Molly. She's didn't get any gear.
Yeah, bit fragile, Molly. The boy Phil thought be on the plane this year. And second question,
maybe
Zach Taylor. I like him. You
well,
told
that wasn't
me about
a question. That was a statement.
Well, apologies.
That's
a
right.
statement. I like him, and you said
filthy.
This kid.
I would say another one in right. a sample.
Okay.
And Zachy Taylor. Yes, he's got a lot of football IQ. And he come on, and I thought he did a couple of really
what
good things.
What about that kick?
Oh, unbelievable. Stop it. Yeah, he sees space.
That's it.
Like no other people do. Mm. Well, I shouldn't say no other people, but not too many people see the space like he does at stoppage, around clearances. Mm. And he's a beautiful, beautiful kick. See? So, yeah, he's going to play a lot of games of footy for our footy club.
Well, you told me about him a couple of weeks ago. You said there's a name I want you to look at, Zach Taylor.
Were you impressed?
Absolutely. He only had four disposals, but just when he touched the ball, something, I thought, well,
he was only on for about four seconds.
I don't care.
Hey.
You can tell.
Filthy.
Yes, Greg.
Filthy.
Yeah. It's Riley Filthy.
No, Filthy. Mate, he's
what's
massive.
What the
hell?
Guns of Navarone.
He's gone the big beard. He looks like a beast.
He'll get tats. I mean, he's getting tats all over his body, around his neck, his forehead.
Looking like Dusty. How do you reckon that would go? Nah, He's bulked up heaps. Yeah. He was an absolute animal in the gym over the last sort of eight, 9 weeks. And, he's it's pretty scary. I did some one-on-one stuff with him last week.
Yeah.
And I could not move. Like, he was just throwing me around like a rag doll.
Jeepers.
Wow.
And that hasn't affected his mobility?
Nah, not really. No.
Wow.
He might need to, over, you know, the next sort of 8 weeks, maybe drop a kilo or two.
Just to get
some
running,
He's in great nick.
Jeez.
Great nick. No. So
looking forward to the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah, they're in great form. Probably the most informed team in the comp at the moment.
Mm.
So it's going to be a good challenge for us. And we obviously drew with them here last time. Yeah. So it'd be nice to be on the other side of the
ledger. When do you fly out?
Saturday.
Will you get your own jet?
No, get my own seat.
Do you wear like a back brace or anything? Do you get massage? No. So you're all good now?
Massage maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Get a massage.
Did you ever do your back?
Glutes nice. Yeah, similar sort of, disky sort of stuff.
You and Tex had that same. Oh, hello.
What do people do?
Oh,
people that don't play sport have a lot of disc problem.
I just build my back up.
It's nasty. Do you get all the referral?
You've got the counterweight on the other side. That's why your back's so nice and strong.
And here, a reference to my weight, my load.
Oh, Bosu guts. Looks like you got a Bosu in there.
Right.
Good to see you, mate.
Thanks for coming in,
Thank
mate.
You.
Pleasure.
Brilliant
well
having
done.
You in. Good to see the boys too. They're growing
beautiful
up.
Beautiful little men. Beautiful young men.
Yep.
Hugo just finished his Oz kick term last night.
Emotional?
Nah.
My grandsons are on their way. Don't worry, they're coming.
Are they?
Yes.
Left and right?
They will be. Well, they've already started the balloon.
Yeah, I like that.
Get the balloon.
Blow the balloon to go. I have done that with them.
Yeah, good boy.
But they've got two ears and they don't use them, so.
Good on you, Tex.
See you, Tex.